You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, here we go, everybody. Locked On Lions, Locked On Podcast Network. Matt Derry with you on a Monday, a victory Monday, September 28th, and a Tuesday, September 29th. What's going on, everybody? Let's talk Lions victories. Oh, down the field and gain. Locked On Lions today brought to you by Pepsi, made for football watching. Thanks to a lack of natural athleticism or commitment or overbearing sports parents, fewer than 1% of 1% of 1% of people will ever play professional football. But instead of entering the NFL, they've joined another league, the League of Football Watchers. This football season will be different. Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day. No matter how you watch, they're the refreshment you need to power through any game day. Pepsi, made for football watching. Coming up on the show today, as always on a Monday, we go through the Pro Football Focus, the PFF, top five offensive players, top five defensive players. Who had the worst PFF grade on the Lions yesterday? You'll be a little surprised. We'll get into that coming up momentarily here on the show. I also want to tell you about a guy that is so dominant for your Detroit Lions, so dominant that I'm already receiving inquiries on social media on how you can get yourself one of his jerseys. Swear to God, the Lions have a dominant player. It's not who you think. Maybe it is who you think. We'll get into that momentarily. I also watched last night's Sunday night football game. And I have an early prediction for this weekend. I don't know. What else are we going to talk about? The Lions are healthy. That's a good sign. Detroit wins yesterday 26-23 over the Arizona Cardinals. You can find us on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions on Twitter. Also, the Matt Derry Facebook fan page, usually very active on Sundays on game days, with many of you chiming in and doing your thing. Lions win. And look, you know, we talked about it on the postgame pod yesterday. And look, we can nitpick. We can talk about Vitae's holding call, which was marginal. We're going to get to all 22 film soon to see how bad of a call it was. Why was he even playing? Why wasn't he at right tackle? All these things, the holding call, which should have cost them, and settling for field goals. The Lions had three drives where it wasn't dagger time; they had to settle for field goals. But regardless, yesterday was exciting. Yesterday was entertaining, and the Lions can play better. The Lions can perform better. But let's remember, the defense pitched a shutout in the fourth quarter. Now, let's pump the brakes on this defense was disrespected the first 2 weeks. They came out and they showed everybody. Okay, relax. This defense still has a long way to go. I know what Okuda said post-game and others said about we heard the disrespect. Okay. This Sunday against Alvin Kamara and Michael Thomas, show us again. Show us again. You got your stops in the second half and in the fourth quarter against Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins. This weekend, it's Drew Brees, Alvin Kamara, or Kamara, and Michael Thomas if he's healthy. The Saints have a good offense. Brees doesn't throw the ball past 10 yards anymore. But still, Sean Payton is reeling. He's upset. His team's off to a 1-2 start. So let's pump the brakes a little bit about how this Lion defense is back. Okay. I like the way they played in the fourth quarter yesterday. I loved what Jamie Collins brought to the table. And you'll see his PFF grade is very, very good. But let's slow down a little bit. I am excited. I like what I saw yesterday. Let's see more of it. Getting Kenny Galladay back and healthy was huge. They actually utilized the tight end yesterday like they should have. So that is all a good positive sign. And we're not sitting here today talking about firing people and the season's over. 0-3 would have been bad. How about Matt Patricia in week threes? It's like his Super Bowl. I told you. Nobody circles the wagon in week three like Matt Patricia. Pro Football Focus grades are out. The top five graded Detroit Lions on offense are as follows. Marvin Hall received a 93.8 grade. He was rarely on the field. Actually, today, Mike Stoney Stone of 97.1, the cricket, he was on today with Matt Patricia on the Zoom call, and he asked Patricia about giving Marvin Hall more opportunities and more playing time. And Patricia said, we got a deep group there. We got to give everybody chances. Patricia today was pretty subdued and pretty, you know, he wasn't like party time. Eddie Murphy, my girl wants to party all the time type of thing on Zoom. He was very, very, you know, very even keeled. Number two was Taylor Decker at 84.3. His run grade was tremendous too, over 90. Taylor Decker's had a really good season. And if you recall last year against Arizona, Decker got de-pantsed by just about everybody. Terrell Suggs and Chandler Jones destroyed him last year in week one. And he bounced back yesterday and did a whale of a job. Number three on the list for the Lions' highest Pro Football Focus grade was Kenny Golladay to 77.2. Jesse James comes in fourth. Yes, Jesse James, baby, he's back. And T.J. Hockenson at a 72.5. So, again, top five performers on offense, Marvin Hall, Taylor Decker, Kenny Golladay, Jesse James, and T.J. Hockenson. So that's a good sign. Some of your skill position players doing well means you put up some points. On defense, the highest-rated defender, no surprise, was Jamie Collins. Had the interception yesterday, et cetera, 92.1. Coming in second was free safety Daron Harmon at a 79.4, so the New England crowd had a good day. Reggie Ragland, third at 72.5, played a lot more snaps than Jarrad Davis yesterday. Did anybody notice that Jarrad Davis and Will Harris each played under 20 snaps yesterday, and the defense performed? Who would have thunk it? Trey Flowers, PFF's golden child, a 70.5. I'm still underwhelmed and will continue to be underwhelmed by Trey Flowers. And Danny Shelton coming in at a 68.9, very close to Deshaun Hand, who I actually thought had I rewatched the game last night. Deshaun Hand had a pretty good game, too. He finished sixth. The lowest rated Detroit Lion player on offense or defense for the second week in a row was Jeffrey Okuda. I thought Okuda played much better, but Pro Football Focus is not buying it. Okuda also admitted yesterday that he took himself out of the game twice because he was winded because of the hurry-up offense that Arizona was running. Matt Patricia was asked about it today and said, hey, look, we got to get that rectified, but he had a good game and blah, 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 blah. So Okuda, surprisingly, I didn't think he had the worst game of any Lions player, but Pro Football Focus did think that. I want to talk about the Lions' dominant force. Dominant force. The Express is rolling in on this individual, and I want to do that coming up next. I want to tell you about rockauto.com. Looking to get auto parts? Looking to leave your house? Why? Why would you leave your house? COVID environment, have to put on a mask, have to schlep out to the store. Don't do that. Go to www.rockauto.com. Family-owned business, serving auto parts customers online for over 20 years. Rockauto.com is awesome. Shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. Chain stores have different price tiers for the professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers, not at rockauto.com. Prices are the same for everybody, and they are reliably low. They've got everything. You want fuel pump assemblies, whatever that is, engine control modules, brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door at rockauto.com. Their catalog's unique and remarkably easy to navigate. So quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices that you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why are you going to spend up to twice as much for the same auto parts? Don't do it. Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. And right in the Locked On, right in Locked On, in their How Did You Hear About Us box, so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. Lions a winner on Sunday, 26-23 over the Arizona Cardinals. Lions will be back at home Sunday to face the New Orleans Saints. I've not seen the broadcasting assignments yet, but I'm just hoping and praying it is not Dick Stockton. Did anybody see or hear the Dick Stockton call of the game-winning field goal yesterday? He said, and the kick is up, and the kick is good, and Matt Prater has given the Lions the lead. Now the game's over, bro. The game's over. The clock's at zero. Oh, man. Dick Stockton's a legend. I mean, come on. Growing up on 1980s NBA on CBS, it's like Sunday afternoon. You got like Celtics, Lakers, 3:30 on CBS. Dick Stockton, Billy Cunningham, or Dick Stockton, Tommy Heinsohn. Just legendary. Pat O'Brien in the studio, Prudential at the half or whatever. He was great. I don't know if it was Prudential, but it was at the half. But, you know, Dick Stockton now in his late 70s, it's just a struggle for him to call these games, but whatever. It's tradition now. The Lions play Arizona every year in Arizona, and every year Dick Stockton is on the call. All right, so who is this Lions dominant player that you're talking about, ladies and gentlemen? I got news for you. The Lions have a punter who is destroying the competition. Jack Fox's overall PFF grade through 3 weeks is 92.8. Yesterday, he boomed a 65-yard punt, down three inside the 20, two inside the 10. Would have had another one. Would have had another one if Tony McCray or whatever was not in the end zone. I hadn't touched the end zone or reestablished himself. What a stupid rule. Jack Fox is at a 92.8 punting Pro Football Focus grade. The next highest punter is Bradley Pinion of Tampa Bay at a 73.0. And as was pointed out by Eric Schlitt of the Lions Wire today on Twitter, Fox's PFF grade between himself and Pinion, who's at a 73, the distance between Fox and Pinion at number two is larger than the distance between Pinion and the worst punter in the NFL, Dustin Colquitt of Pittsburgh, who's at a 57.0. Jack Fox's grade is nearly 20 points higher than this Pinion guy. But Pinion's grade is only 16 points higher than Dustin Colquitt. Jack Fox is a beast. I don't know where the Lions found this guy. I don't know how this worked out. I know he was, you know, him and Aaron Sipos were the two guys that battled for the job in the preseason. Not the preseason, in training camp. But this dude is on fire. And we got to start getting number three jerseys printed and ready for Jack Fox. Seriously. Yards per attempt, 53.1. He's averaging 53 yards a punt. That's number one in the league. Net punt yards, 51.1. Also number one in the league. Hang time, 4.78 seconds. First in the league. Look, folks, he's a humongous weapon for this team. Huge weapon for this team. And it's fantastic. I hope it stays the way it stays. You hope this guy continues to get the job done. As as Pat McAfee always talks about, for the brand, he's been electric. And when you have a weapon like that on special teams, and that's where I think Braden Combs has done a nice job so far, the new Lions special teams coach. Special teams has been really good. All right, Agnew in the return game yesterday was solid. Prater hits a big field goal yesterday. I know Prater missed a long field goal in week one against the Bears, but Jack Fox has been good. The kickoff coverage has been fine. So props to Bob Quinn. Yeah, I said it. Give Bob Quinn some love here. The Detroit Lions have found something. Now, it's 3 weeks. I get it. I understand. That's where we're at. But, man, this guy has been awesome. Absolutely awesome. and you hope that it's more of the same. Only two punters in PFF history have had a higher season grade than Jack Fox right now. J.K. Scott, I mean, this is unbelievable. It's awesome. Absolutely awesome. So it's got to continue. It's been good. It's been really good. And it takes the offense back. It pushes the offense back. It gives the defense some breathing room. You know, so many people gave Sam Martin such a hard time in Detroit for the infamous shank in the playoff game in Dallas. But let's call it what it was. That was very costly. Very costly. So far, Jack Fox has been dominant. So get those number three jerseys ready, folks, because he's been awesome. And you want to see more of it as the season wears on. What did I have today? I mixed things up earlier today. I had a slice of pizza for breakfast today. But I had myself this for lunch. I had my Built Bar orange today. If you haven't had a Built Bar yet, what are you waiting for? It is the best tasting protein bar ever. New and improved and even more deliciouser than last year. Built Bar is awesome. Seriously, protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. They got 18 amazing flavors. The six new ones are all good. I've had them all. Caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. I love them. I absolutely love them. Had the orange today. They're covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft, easy to chew, and they taste really good. But the great thing about Built Bar is they're great for the health conscious guy. I don't know about you, but I got the COVID-15. I've gained a ton of weight. It's bad because I'm not moving around. I'm working from home. I'm not walking around my office. I'm not walking in my car. I'm not walking anywhere. So you want to lose some weight and still indulge in a delicious treat, get yourself that low-calorie, high-in-protein Built Bar. All right? I mentioned before the Cherry Barcia. It's only 130 calories. Go to BuiltBar.com. Use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get $10 off your next order. That's promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. Hope everybody's having a good Monday. Matt Derry with you. This is the Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, indeed, every day. Lions will host, back at home, the New Orleans Saints coming up this Sunday for week four of the NFL. We're already into week four. Can you believe that? Lions and Saints coming up this week. Saints were a loser last night to the Packers, 37-30. The Saints now have lost two straight. They beat Tampa Bay to open the season at home 34-23, but on the road to Vegas and lost to the Raiders 34-24, and then last night's 37-30 loss to the Green Bay Packers. I want to say something early in the week and get this out of the way. I'm not going to make my prediction just yet, but I think the Lions have a very good chance to win on Sunday. Number one, I'm looking at this Saints team, and I see a team that can't stop anybody again. How many years are we going to watch New Orleans piss away a really good offense with Drew Brees, Alvin Kamara, tight ends that are everywhere, receiving core with Michael Thomas? They got really good players, very good players. Even Latavius Murray as a backup, Jared Cook. They've got good players. They can't get stops. Did you watch Janoris Jenkins last night get turned around 500 different times by Aaron Rodgers? Now, I know Green Bay's rolling. They're 3-0. They put up a 37 burger on the Saints. But think about this for a second. The Lions offense is getting healthy. The Lions offense is establishing Kenny Galladay now and Adrian Peterson and Stafford and everything else. And I know the play calling continues to be way, way too conservative in the second half. I believe the Lions had 15 first down plays in the second half, and 11 of them were runs. That's ridiculous. But the Saints can't stop anybody. They're giving up 35.5 points per game over their last two. Now, again, Vegas has a good offense with Derek Carr and Chucky running the show, and Green Bay's no slouch. But I think Sunday, the Lions can score. And Drew Brees doesn't throw the ball very far down the field. So the Lions are looking pretty weak right now at strong safety and covering some of those deep crossing routes. If you're the Saints, you want to go short and make the Lions tackle Alvin Kamara. If there's one thing Tracy Walker can do, he's not been great against the pass, but he can tackle. Okuda hasn't been great against the pass, but we've seen his tackling skills are pretty decent other than the Kyler Murray play. So Sunday's a very winnable game for the Lions against this Saints team that's right now not impressing me at all. At all, especially on defense. Cameron Jordan's good. You know, Malcolm Jenkins, I love that guy. He's also like 50. But the Lions can definitely find those Saints cornerbacks and burn them. So I'm looking forward to seeing what Sunday brings, 1 o'clock at Ford Field, on Fox for Detroit and New Orleans. Plus, the Lions are healthy right now, knock on wood. Other than Desmond Trufant, they're pretty healthy right now. And that'll do it for Locked On Lions for this, a Monday, September 28th. We'll do the crossover with Ross Jackson on Thursday, the host of Locked On Saints. I'm also, I got a few guests in the hopper for Wednesday. But all of that this week, Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast Network. We'll talk to you tomorrow.